In memory, it is with deep regret that we record the deaths of the following members, and we offer our heartfelt condolences to their widows, widowers, families and friends. Derek Allen of Shoreham, who died on the 1st of April, aged 85. He served as a petty officer in the Royal Navy. Roy Arnold of St Helens, who died on the 16th of March. He served as a private in the Royal Signals. Anthony Austin of Bexhill-on-Sea, who died on the 25th of April, age 90. He served as a chief technician in the Royal Air Force. Robert Barnes of Skegness, who died on the 8th of May, age 98. He served as a corporal in the Royal Air Force. Ruby Bennett of King's Langley, who died on the 11th of May, age 97. She served as an ACW2 in the Royal Air Force. William Braid of Livingston, who died on the 29th of April, aged 87. He served as a private in the Army Ordnance Corps. David Button of Skegness, who died on the 8th of April, aged 81. He served as a sergeant in the Army Catering Corps. William Charlton of Sunderland, who died on the 22nd of March, aged 92. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Army Ordnance Corps. Stan Chatt of Newcastle upon Tyne, who died on the 30th of April, aged 87. He served as a signalman in the Royal Signals. Ada Chell of Bangor, who died on the 9th of April, aged 102. She served in the Auxiliary Territorial Service. Robert Chitty of Plymouth, who died on the 17th of April, aged 94. He served as a warrant officer in the Royal Signals. Alan Cox of Crawley, who died on the 12th of May, aged 87. He served as a private in the Royal East Kent Regiment. Ronald Cox of Sevenoaks, who died on the 2nd of May, aged 101. He served as a flight lieutenant in the Royal Air Force. Ivan Danby of Consett, who died on the 31st of March, aged 90. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Army Pay Corps. Michael Dickerson of Hornsey, who died on the 26th of April, aged 84. He served as a senior aircraftsman in the Royal Air Force. Gordon Dodd of Llandrindod Wells, who died on the 4th of February, aged 88. He served as a craftsman in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Anthony Edgar of Neath, who died on the 12th of April, aged 71. He served as a private in the Army Catering Corps. Basil Everett of Brighton, who died on the 2nd of May, aged 99. He served as a sapper in the Royal Engineers. Walter Exel of Worcester, who died on the 5th of May, aged 100. He served as a signalman in the Royal Signals. Brian Fleetwood of the Wirral, who died on the 18th of March, aged 84. He served as a private in the Parachute Regiment. Ronald Frost of Wootton-under-Edge, who died on the 31st of March, aged 92. He served as a petty officer in the Royal Navy. Gerald Gilbert of Watford, who died on the 7th of April, aged 90. He served as a driver in the Army Service Corps. Joseph Gill of Brackley, who died on the 26th of March, aged 94. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Brian Graves of Boston, who died on the 12th of April, aged 91. He served as a private in the Royal Artillery. Kenneth Griffiths of Port Talbot, who died on the 23rd of April, aged 95. He served as an AC1 in the Royal Air Force. Derek Grubb of Chichester, who died on the 6th of May, aged 102. He served as a squadron leader in the Royal Air Force. Harold Haynes of Herne Bay, who died on the 27th of April, aged 94. He served as a seaman in the Merchant Navy. Marsden Hewings of Cumbran, who died on the 5th of February, aged 94. He served as a private in the Army Service Corps. Joan Holmes of Bolton, who died on the 15th of April, aged 100. She served as a leading Wren in the Women's Royal Naval Service. Edward Johnston of Cheadle, who died on the 26th of March, aged 90. He served as an acting corporal in the Royal Air Force. John Johnston of Aberdeen, who died on the 16th of March, aged 80. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Engineers. John Jones of Rhyl, who died on the 5th of May, aged 92. He served as a trooper in the 7th Queen's Own Hussars. Eric Jump of Northwich, who died on the 30th of April, aged 96. He served as a private in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Gobinaran Kami of Reading, who died on the 1st of April, aged 91. He served as a sergeant in the Royal Gurkha Rifles. Vernon Kisby of Boston, who died on the 5th of April, aged 91. He served as a corporal in the Royal Air Force. Derek Legas of Horsham, who died on the 1st of May, aged 92. He served as a private in the Army Service Corps. Clifford Lott of Northampton, who died on the 14th of April, aged 87. He served as a chief petty officer in the Royal Navy. Alan MacDonald of Cambuslang, who died on the 6th of May, aged 89. He served as a private in the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders. Neil McIver of Liverpool, who died on the 1st of April, aged 69. He served as a leading hand in the Royal Navy. Frank McLaughlin of Manchester, who died on the 28th of April, aged 96. He served as an AC1 in the Royal Air Force. Norman Mayers of Wrexham, who died on the 1st of May, aged 87. He served as a sapper in the Royal Engineers. David Murray of Hartlepool, who died on the 26th of February, aged 86. He served as a sergeant in the Durham Light Infantry. James Neeson of Erskine, who died on the 1st of May, aged 91. He served as a private in the Army Ordnance Corps. Kenneth Newbury of London, who died on the 16th of April, aged 96. He served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. David Norris of Aberystwyth, who died on the 15th of April, aged 93. He served as a signalman in the Royal Signals. Edward Perry of Poole, who died on the 10th of May, aged 76. He served as a sergeant in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. George Phillips of Birmingham, who died on the 30th of April, aged 94. He served as a private in the Army Medical Corps. Richard Phillips of Birmingham, who died on the 30th of March, aged 91. He served in the Royal Engineers. Dennis Richards of Lincoln, who died on the 22nd of April, aged 89. He served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. Maurice Richardson of Hereford, who died on the 8th of May, aged 93. He served in the Royal Air Force. Peter Robinson of Rugby, who died on the 10th of December, aged 94. He served as an LAC in the Royal Air Force. Brian Robinson of Haddington, who died on the 7th of April, aged 95. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Air Force. Doreen Scott of Sidmouth, who died on the 28th of April, aged 104. She served as a Flying Officer in the Women's Auxiliary Air Force. Trevor Secker of Blackpool, who died on the 27th of April, aged 99. He served as a Sergeant in the Army Service Corps. Robert Seidel of Aldershot, who died on the 7th of April, aged 92. He served as a substantive corporal in the Royal Air Force. Ian Semple of Barnstable, who died on the 15th of April, aged 90. He served as a group captain in the Royal Air Force. Ronnie Smith of Stanley, who died on the 1st of May, aged 92. He served as a private in the Durham Light Infantry. Kenneth Tyra of Barnsley, who died on the 10th of April, aged 99. He served as a private in the General Service Corps. Richard Vickers of Pulborough, who died on the 6th of April, aged 91. He served as a corporal in the Royal Air Force. Thomas Wade of Abergele, who died on the 18th of April, aged 92. He served as a private in the Army Catering Corps. Alan Wells of Leicester, who died on the 14th of April, aged 79. He served as a private in the Royal Anglian Regiment. William Wells of Kings Lynn, who died on the 24th of April, aged 80. He served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. And John Wheeler of Doncaster, who died on the 17th of April, aged 79. He served as a radio operator in the Royal Navy. Did you know that we can set up online tribute pages for the loved ones of staff, members and supporters? Find out more about setting up a tribute page at blindveteransuk.muchloved.org.